Wisconsin tribes are pushing a bill that would clearly label wild rice as the real McCoy, hand-harvested in the traditional way from natural areas, not cultivated or machine-harvested. State Representative Gary Sherman represents part of northwestern Wisconsin and serves on the State Tribal Relations Committee. He says not so wild rice, but cultivated rice from California is undercutting real wild rice from Indian country.
To make sure that the labeling is clear so that people know what they're buying. Nobody is restricted from selling anything, but people should have a right to have things properly labeled so they know what they're getting.
In Sherman's opinion, real wild rice from the ceded territorial lakes and wetlands are head and shoulders above the hybridized competition from California.
It will have to say if what you're selling is machine harvested or if it's, you know, cultivated rather than wild grown. You know, those kinds of classifications will have to be prominently displayed so that people know that they're not actually getting, you know, genuine wild hand-harvested, hand-parched wild rice for $2.50 a pound.
The $2 average per pound packages are generally not the traditionally harvested rice. Sherman says real wild rice can cost four times as much as the hybrid rice. The bill has already passed one committee. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.